خاف ممبيس خاف.
من بيس خاف. اوكي ان هيلخ
You let me know
السودا
when you want to stop.
سمن من بيس خاف يا ام ايخلن بخبوره if you eating بخبوره بيوتو كتاس من الداس شيخازو لكان meaning they got a few guys sitting by the table and some of them leave and they're going to plan on coming back. Now this, for some reason, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch puts this in here. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch till now was talking about Kviya Suda, like when you're eating bread, which you never, when you leave, you come back, you never make a new bracha, right? So the question is only when you leave and you need, whether you need to make a new bracha if you're doing shahako, right? So this is only negeh. This halach and chaf is only negeh to when you eat shahakol, right? So again, im aichlum b'chabura, yidim b'chabura, a bunch of guys sitting around shalom zacher, let's say, v'yatzu k'tzas me'am al dashi yasukan, and then a bunch of them leave to go to a different shalom zacher, and then they plan on coming back. Kivan shenisha afilu rak echad mehen kan b'mekoyim. Since they leave one person there because the guy making the shalom zacher stayed, then loy nespat la kviyus. Then the kviyus is not batal, because shachayzun the kviyusan. When they come back, they're back. So basically we're saying, like, you made your bracha on beer or something by the Shalom Zachar. Normally, once you leave the house, you have to make a new bracha, even if you come back to your original spot. But here we're saying, if you left anybody at the table, then you don't have to, because since that person was sitting there, then it's considered like it's you still have the kviyas. Now it's interesting, the Pais can discuss, even if the person that was sitting there made a bar and a fashas already, right? If he made a bar and a fashas, and then l'chayre, his meal's over, so how could you say that these people connect with the original? Okay, the Pais can discuss that. Chaf Aleph. In b'shas birchas ha-moitzi, he said, died, now we're back to bread. In b'shas birchas ha-moitzi, he said, died to l'lechas achar kach l'bayas achar ligmar sham sudas, so l'varuch sham birchas ha-mazan, no'igin l'hater. If you're das, is, and people do this by Sheva Brachas, Bar Mitzvahs, they start the meal off at their own house, and then they're going to continue the meal at somebody else's house. So that's that. Then he says, Noyagin Lahatar, even though earlier in the Simon, he wasn't happy with doing this, but he's saying that the minig is that we do this. Now that's only if you had it in mind when you washed. If you didn't have it in mind when you washed, then you shouldn't do that. You should finish at home, and then make birchas hamazon and then go. But the Mishnah Berura brings makilim. If it's a tzairich mitzvah, then you would be allowed to, even if you don't have the kavon. Okay, but tzarich lizar lechol gam sham l'chol apakas kazayas pas, and you should be careful at least to eat over there a kazayas pas. And some say that you can even eat less than a kazayas, but you should have some bread in your new location. Bein lasas kein elal esa tzarich l'sudas mitzvah. But a person should not be doing these things unless it's necessary and for Suda's mitzvah. But the Mishnah Berura does bring that there are makilim that you could do this even l'chatchila, as long as you had that intention when you washed. So this comes up sometimes. You want to run out and daven. You're in the middle of your meal and then you realize that you got to go daven. So usually it's mincha. So when you come back to eat, you do not have to make another amoisi. That we've already learned. Because when you eat bread, it's considered like your meal is continuing. Let's say you fell asleep, which I'm sure doesn't happen to anybody here on Friday night. Right? Even though your little nap in the middle of the Suda took a little bit of time, that's not called a hefsik. And let's say you had a hefsik with other voluntary things. You have to go to the bathroom. That's not considered a hefsik, and you don't have to make new brachas. With all these cases, which we mentioned in the siman on Netilas Yadayim, if you're masiyach das, you still need to rewash your hands because we don't know what happened with your hands. Elim kain shomer yadav, unless you were washing your hands to make sure they didn't touch anything dirty. Ach lo yivarach al netila, but on that netila you don't make the bracha. Ki mishum hesach adas ein mevarachin al netila, that we already said in the siman on netila sidaim. Just because you are masiach das, that you don't make a bracha on. Only with unless it's a major hesach adas. Chav gimel, mishigamar sudasev and nasim daitel levarach birchas amazon. So this comes up also. where you decide to tell everybody to bench, and then somebody comes over with some cake or chocolate or something like that. Right? So once the suda is over and you put your das to say Muslim, if you want to go back and eat or drink, there are many chiluke dinim for this. Al kain. Don't do it. Right? So if somebody comes and brings you food once you've decided to bench, now part of the whole tumult here is how do you define deciding to bench? Right? Is it verbal? Is it mental? Does it have to be Shira Malois? Is it my machrainim? Right? Elamiyad Kishanasan Daiti Lavarak Bikhasamazan, Yvarak Bikhasamazan. Once you put it into your head to bench, so then you should bench. And then if you want to make new brachas afterwards, then you can make new brachas afterwards. Fine. On Chsimin Mem Gimel, Hilchas Brachas, Ladvarm Shaiklam Shaisim Besaicha Suda, Ubay Zayin Tzivim. Now these, I mean, this is called Kitzur Shulchan Aruch for a reason. These halachas, you can mamish spend weeks on these halachas, just trying to get the story straight. So, we're going to try and do a bekitzer. We'll try and do our best, at least to get some semblance of an understanding. Right? Okay. So the Zayin Sifim here. So Aleph. Right? Meaning anything that you normally would eat during a meal to fill yourself up. You're going basar radagim, meat and fish, minei lifton, types of appetizers, daisa, umine levivos, and rice and potatoes and all those type of things. Even if they're things that you don't normally eat with bread, let's say, I guess potatoes, let's say, or rice, or those things you don't really eat with bread, right? They don't need, since you washed on bread, they don't require not a bracha rishon and not a bracha achron. Why? Since you normally eat them to satisfy, meaning that's part of your meal to keep you full. Harayim b'chlal hasuda, that's all inclusive in the suda. V'chal hasuda nigreres achar alechem, and the whole meal goes after the bread. Shehu ikar chaya adam, bread is the main staple of life. V'lachein kulan niftarim v'birchas hamayitim v'birchas hamazin, that's why you pater all the foods of hamayitim v'birchas hamazin. V'afilu im nishal kulam mibatim acherim. Even if in the middle of your meal, your neighbor comes over with, his grill and his this and all that whole bragging rights type thing. Ain't tzarech levarach aleim, you don't need to make a bracha on them. The stam das adam akoma shiyavilei, because the stam das of a person is that he's including in his meal any food that's brought to him. Beis. V'chein ain't tzarech levarach al kol mini mashkin. You also don't have to make a bracha on any liquids. Shamashkin gamkein b'chal asudei. Meaning, because the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, based on what he said in Aleph, only things that are meant to fill you up get included in the bread. So drinks are not meant to fill you up. So why don't you make a bracha shakol? She'ein derech achila b'lo shesia, because it's not the derech to eat without drinking. So memela, drinking is a part of the meal. Chutz me'al yain, except for wine. The visha yain hu davar chashuv, because wine is considered something chashuv. Shebekam makam is mechuyam levar chalov. Right, in many places you have to make a bracha. Afal pisha ain't a tzaruch lishtais. Even if you don't need to drink, you still make a bracha. I mean, you're not thirsty, but you have to make a bar priya gavim for kiddush, kigon kiddush, pavdala. Tzirichin levarich alav gam b'seich hasuda. So mela, because wine is so chashuv, that's why that's the only drink that you make a bracha on in the middle of the suda. What about schnapps? Right, what about hard? I think he's going to discuss it, right? Vim berech al hayayin kodim netilas yadayim. Let's say you made bracha on wine before netilas yadayim, like we do on Shabbos. V'yisadayit elishtay zgam b'soy chasuda, and your das was to drink the wine during the meal. Ayishu roga b'kach lishtay z'yayin b'soy chasuda, and he's used to drinking wine during the meal. Ein atzarech levarech lav shenis. You do not have to make a second bracha. Ki nifta bebracha sheberach lev lefnei asuda, because he's potter with the bracha that he makes before the suda. V'yayin saruf. What about schnapps? So v'medina seinu in our medina dein derech l'shtayse tamar v'seich asuda. I don't know. Certain people on this stuff, I'm not so sure what this kitzur she would agree with this line in the kitzur shulchan aruch, right? Right, but yayin sarof, sharp stuff in our Medina, that it's not the derech to drink it constantly during the meal. Have a suffik im hu bechlal asud oiloi. So it's a suffik. V'lochein, imdaita, the oilam that likes to drink will be happy with this next line. V'lochein, imdaita lishtos yayin sarof pasech asud. If your das is to drink schnapps during the meal, yishte ma'at koidim netilas yadayim. Take a little bit of a drink before netilas yadayim. Dahainu pachas mikazayis. Make sure you do less than a kazayis. And make a bracha shakol. So that's the best takes. So now we have a new excuse to start drinking even before you wash. Now, the reason why it says less than a kazayas, because if you do more than a kazayas, then there's a whole shiloh whether you should make a bracha achroina in addition to the hamaitzi, in addition to brachas hamazon. So that's why if you have less than a shir, then you take away that shiloh. It's meaning you take care of the bracha rishayna shiloh. And you keep it less than a shear, so you have the bracha achrayna. You don't have bracha achrayna shayla, right? Bimloy also came. And if you didn't do this, yivarach mitchila al ketsas sukkar. He's going to bring this eitz a couple of times. You make
but
a bracha.
The less than a kazayis is only before hamaitzi. After hamaitzi, you could drink.
After hamaitzi, do whatever you want. That's included in the berachas hamazon. Right. Bimloy also came. If you didn't do this, meaning you remembered in the meal, oh, I should really make drink some schnapps before. So then, yivarech mitchila al ktsas sukkar, make a bracha first on a little bit of sugar, which for sure requires a bracha during the meal. V'yiftar as a yayin asarav, and then that will pater yayin asarav. Meaning, the equivalent nowadays is whenever you have a shiloh, whether you think you should make a shahakal during a meal, like a dessert or like ice cream or this and that. So the simplest thing to do is have some chocolate or jelly beans or something like that, that for sure require a shahakal. Even will you wash down bread, because that's not coming as part of a meal. Meaning, even though many people will serve it by dessert, this chocolates and stuff, but it's not, that's totally independent of a meal. So that for sure you make a shakal on. So like this, you know you're covered. And there are some that say, okay, what you want to do is dip a little bit of challah into the schnapps. I'll say there are those that are mafakfik on that. But the minig is not to make a bracha on schnapps. Many people drink schnapps after the fish on Shabbos, right? And that is not they don't make the bracha, right? It seems like it's already such a minig that it's part of the meal. Fine, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't try and do this eitzah that the kitzer is bringing. Make a bracha on the schnapps a little bit before. Gimelim, right? So lechem b'sechasu the peres b'loy pasa. So there's the big controversy, right? If you want to eat during the meal fruit without bread, kimen chein peres me'ikar asuda, fruit is not considered part of the suda. Lechein afilu ma'ayim u'nachem al ha'shulchan, kodem b'rechaz ha'moitzi, even if they put the fruit on the table before ha'moitzi, which makes it sound like, oh, it's part of the main meal, because why is the fruit out before the ha'moitzi? Kamakam enen eftarim b'rechaz ha'moitzi, you're not potter. With the brachas amayitzi, but tzarich lebarach aleihem bracha rishayna. You need to make a bracha rishayna. Our bracha achrayna ain atzrichen ki niftarim brachas amazon. Bracha achrayna you don't need, because that's you're gonna exempt it with the brachas amazon. Vim ain writes a lechol aperus rakim apas. And if you don't want to eat the peris only with bread, meaning you're gonna eat bread and fruit in the same bite, then ain tzarich lebarach aleihem ki hem tefelim laapas. You don't need to make a bracha on them because they are tuffel to the pas. But let's say you want to eat some of it with bread and some of it without bread, then the best thing to do is eat a little bit without bread, make a bracha, then you could eat it with the pas. If you eat it first with bread and then afterwards you eat it without bread, then it's a suffix of the bracha. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is not so pro that. Personally, that is my mahalach. What the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says not to do is what I do. Now, every time I do it, I'm doubtful of whether I'm doing the right thing or not. But it's now the question is, nowadays, is it normal to have fruit as part of a meal? This gets into the whole, like the famous Mishnah Brura that says that fruit soup, you should make a bracha. And then supposedly, the Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law said Chafetz Chaim changed his mind after the Mishnah Brura was printed. He changed his mind and he felt that fruit soup is so normal to be served, then it's not part, it's no longer a separate part of the meal, and it's included, and you don't make a bracha. So some say,
isn't fruit very pre-raised or very adoba? Combination of both?
Depending on which time, yeah. No, but that's a question. Should you make the bracha or not? So Mishnah Berurah says you should, but his family said he changed his mind. So some place can say, okay, we'll go with the family. But many others say, no, he wrote it in Mishnah Berurah, that we're going to go with what he says in Mishnah Berurah. So nowadays, the question is fruit? See, fruit soup is one thing. To take it to fruit is a little bit tougher. So if you eat it with bread, then it makes it a little easier. So, okay, these are complicated things. And then there are those that sometimes between Michael and Michael, meaning between courses, will have a little bit of food for an appetizer. If you go in Zayas Meluach, salty olives, lemonim meluchim, or salty lemons, I don't know what that is. Tznayin, radishes, the kedoyim, azeo, nikr, machmas, asuda, that's all considered as part of the suda. Kivin shal yedei kein, hu yoichel yoiser, because from that you're going to eat more. V'lachein ein atzarech levarech alof shapas paitre. Because since it's part of the meal, then you don't have to make a bracha. So then the question is, what about the fruit salad that some people serve as an appetizer at the beginning of the meal? Right? So do you make a bracha on that? So it's salad.
You always make another bracha on a fruit, no matter what time of the meal?
No, that's what some hold. It's, the question is nowadays, did it change? Right? So the best thing to do nowadays would be, if you know that, if you come to somebody's Shabbos meal and you see that they're serving fruit salad as an appetizer or whatever it is, then the best thing to do would be what the Kitzur said in the previous sif, which is take a little bite, make a bracha yourself before you wash. Right? Don't have too much. And then like this, you're good to go. Right? Okay, so we'll stop over there with that day.